Hey Josh, can you just talk about that Denver defense? I mean, number one, yeah, overall, top five in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. We're going to be here a while. They're really good. It starts with their front. Obviously, their pass rushers, those guys are really good players. There's, a little question with DeMarcus Ware's health, but man, that guy's playing at a high level. Been doing it for a long time. Von Miller he's an exceptional player. And really all across the board. That's the thing with them is, sometimes from week to week you look at a group and there's a group on the field that you feel like you can attack, whether it's the front, the linebackers, the secondary. There's not really – you don't have that. You move up to the next group and you go, golly, they're good too. And you move to the next group and you go, man. So I think what makes them unique is that they're good outside too. So typically you have great pass rushers and they make up for maybe lack of stability outside or whatever. But these guys are good outside and they're good with pass rush. So we'll have our hands full. We understand that. We're putting together a good game plan. But it'll take a good week's work to be prepared for these guys.
Josh is a veteran at the position. What are your observations about Peyton Manning's career?
Well, he's pretty good. It's gone pretty well for him. And that'd be my first observation. I just think, watch a guy who the preparation, just you see it on the field by how he handles things at the line of scrimmage. Just how fast the ball gets out of his hand, where he's going with the ball. I feel like when you watch him, you don't have to know a lot about football to know he's prepared. And I think that's the highest compliment I can pay him is just that he's always on top of it, always understands, what everybody's doing. And I think it's what's giving him an edge and it's what allows him to play for as long as he has at a high level, because even if your skills change a little bit, you can still play at a high level because he's so high functioning intellectually. So I have a ton of respect for him.
Josh, your ability, the team's ability this year to get the ball to running backs, yeah, one of the bigger differences from a year ago. How important has that been to your guys' game plan, especially the success last year?
Well, I just think it's just different philosophies, I think with what – I have a ton of respect for what Kyle does and what they do. It's a lot of play action and a lot of things, with the wide receivers getting involved. And they still get to the backs, but I think we have a little bit more of a drop-back approach. And so that, I think, creates more opportunities for backs to be involved. And so I think that's the difference. So it's just a philosophical difference. It's more than anything. But it's also – the way we approach this offseason. And because of that, Flip, Wilbert, we talk to these guys every day about being available. Protections are huge. They got to be on top of it in their protection game. But then once you go through it, you see your guys not coming, you got to get out and be available for us. I feel like our young backs are doing every week they get better at that. And so Crow, obviously, was huge Sunday in that regard.
Is this the best defense you've faced so far?
Yeah, I mean, as we get ready for them, I think so. Just like I said, because they're just all around from top to bottom and every position group, they're just good players. And it's hard to find a weakness. So I think as it sits right now, yeah, absolutely, I would say that.
Josh, the play on which you were intercepted, it was nullified, and your head bounced off the turf. Was that any problem at all during the course of the game? Did you feel that even?
No, I mean, it just in the moment it doesn't feel good, but it wasn't anything serious. Thankfully, it got nullified. When you have a play like that, you kind of deserve getting your head bounced off the turf. I think that was stupid. So glad it was nullified, and thankful that sometimes you get those subtle reminders of things you can do and you can't do, and thankful that I got to get one and have it taken back.
Josh, you said at the end of your career you could savor a game like Sunday, but in the last couple of days, have you had a chance to kind of look back and reflect on what you were able to do Sunday? Not only personally, but as
a team. I just think, as a team, that's what's really been the coolest part to think about for me is just I guess I didn't fully understand the scope of the last time these guys beat the Ravens and all those things. And so I think more over the last few days have been able to talk with guys about that and, you know, talk with Joe and guys that have been around here a while and really internalize that. And I think, yeah, I absolutely appreciate it a little bit more. And so, again, you do that to a point, but then it's time to move on. And so that's where we're at now.
What is the role that you and this offense are on right now? How do you keep that momentum going?
Yeah, well, it's just the process and the preparation. It really is. And it's no different from week to week. It's got to be the same. And we walked out of that after that Oakland game, I mean, I was disappointed in myself and how it ended. But as soon as, you know, Tuesday evening hits, it's time to move on and continue to build. And that's the same thing. We had a really good game the other day as far as the way it finished. We won the game as a team and all those things. That's great, but it's time to move on. And so I think the way we continue to play the way we're playing is by continue to prepare the way we've been preparing. And if we get relaxed, if there's anybody with all of us that says, hey, we've arrived, we got it now, that's when we'll start to fall off. And so I think as a group, that's what we fight more than anything. And it's a great because everybody's holding each other accountable. It's just like, this is not, we're still 2-3. I mean, this is not. We have goals and where we want to be, and so we're not there yet, and we got to keep climbing. And so that starts with Wednesday preparation. Today was a good day of work, and so we'll come back and put another one in tomorrow.
Personally, you're on a great 3-game stretch here. One of the things Mike Pettine talked about on Sunday and then once again Monday was rolling the positive momentum forward. What's going to be key for you to roll this positive momentum that you personally are on to kind of keep it going?
Well, I think what Pet does a great job every week is pulling those positives, regardless of what happens, and helping us build on those. We'll obviously take the negative. I know I joked about the interception, but I take those things and I look at the throw to Travis that I missed. I look at those things and say, okay, that's what if we wouldn't have won the game? Those things would have been more highlighted. And so, so for me, it's just not getting satisfied with any of it. And obviously, when you have good things happening, you definitely want to continue that energy and allowing those things to really become a part of you. And because you can, there is momentum there. I do believe in that. But at the same time, it's the balance. I think Pet and the coach is doing a good job with us as far as it's the balance of allowing it to be momentum that pushes you and gives you energy at practice, but doesn't allow you to relax. And that's really, you know, what I want to focus on.
Josh, how old do you know Peyton? And are there any experiences that stick out to you amongst
years? Just over the years, I guess, might have been 20 years ago. He and his dad came and spoke at an athletic forum when I was at SMU. And so that was my first time meeting him, and obviously was very impressed with he and his dad, and have always been, you know, have always had a ton of respect for his game, and so then have talked to him as we played each other over the years, and you know, shared experiences with, you know, obviously him having a brother in the NFL and I having a brother in the NFL, not shared bank accounts obviously, but. I think you just appreciate that part. But nothing more than that.
Josh, when you face the top defense in the league, I'm sure it's almost good timing in a way to make sure you guys aren't going to be complacent, like you're saying. But
yeah.
At the same time, how do you kind of balance it and make sure as a leader that, you know, there's intimidation factor doesn't creep into the minds of some guys? How do you weigh those two?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a delicate balance because we have a ton of respect for them, but again, we have to trust our ability to go out and execute as well. You know, you just can't fold up the tent and go, well, we got the number one D this week. Who we got next after that? You know, we're going to go out and play them. And like I said, I feel like we've had a good day so far as far as our preparation. Coaches have put a good plan for us. And that's the part that I mean, when you grab the good out of these games that we've had and you build that momentum, that's what you want to take that into, so that you don't buckle up and go, well, you know, we're playing the number one D. We are, and it's going to be a huge hill to climb. But at the same time, we feel like we've done enough good things that wouldn't be a good shape to try to climb the hill.
I learned a couple of lines about Jake Lowe.
Yeah.
Whose circumstances when he came here are similar to yours now. So he had an injury early and never really came back. Did you ever meet the Lowe, talk to him?
I backed him up in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah, okay.
In Carolina.
But there, what do you know about Jake Lowe and how his situation kind of does relate to yours if you look things up?
Yeah. The thing with me and Jake is what I respect most is just Jake is a leader. He was just when I watched him work in the locker room and amongst the guys, he just had a quality that he was able to rally guys and bring guys together and had unbelievable poise in tight situations in 2-minute drill and stuff like that. One of the better guys I've been around in those situations. And so those are the things I tried to pull from him, while I was with him in Carolina, and I think the world of him, and thankful that I got time to be around him because I think it made me a better player.
T.J. Ward in this game, he obviously played here and was with a little extra emotion probably. What are you seeing from T.J. Ward on film?
He's an excellent player. He can do it all. I mean, you guys know him better than I do because he's been here, but you're exactly right. He's got all the skills that you want in a safety and we'll know where he's at all times because he can be disruptive. He's got the ability to cover, but he's also good in the run game and tackling. We'll have our hands full with him for sure.
Hey, what did your reaction to being AFC Player of the Week, Offensive Player of the Week?
It's the last time I got it, I got benched. So I got my fingers crossed right now. It's just a reflection of the guys and what we're doing, and I'm just happen to be in front of it. But it's everybody, and so that's really how I feel about that. That's the front five, that's the backs, that's the receivers, that's the tights, that's all of us together, and it's just a reflection of our effort and preparation. So I just happen to be the guy that whose name's on it, but that's all of us.
You threw four touchdowns. I looked it up. You threw four touchdown passes against the Cowboys in that game. And then the next week, your Cutler was back in?
Yeah, that was when we came here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we came here.
Yeah.
And Jay was back in. It was totally different. I say that
right,
in jest. It was a totally different situation.
I know, it's kind of
fun. Yeah. But it's, like I said, that's for later too.
Right, right.
But that's more of a reflection of hopefully, what we're capable of offensively. I happen to be the guy that got
it. What does Barnage have up his sleeve this week, do you think? Is he going to another circus catch?
I don't know. I just can't wait to see what happens. He's on a roll now, and he tends to do something every week. So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be good, whatever he does. Whether he's got to catch it with his shoes or something. But he'll figure out something new. That's the good thing about Gary is he's been consistent and he's played at a high level, and he's certainly been a big factor and why we've been able to do the things we've done offensively.
Do you think your time in Carolina really did with him? Has that really been part of the success?
Yeah, when I said it the first two times, I was serious. I really like when we worked together in Carolina, I thought he was really good, and I've always followed him throughout his career, and I like his skill set. I think sometimes people look at Gary and he may not be kind of as sexy as a guy as like Antonio Gates or somebody,
yeah.
But at the same time, he just gets open, he catches balls, and does a good job, when the ball's around him, he tracks it and he pulls it in. So can't say enough about him.